Charlotte School of Law students graduated on Saturday after winding down their final exams. The class of 2017 celebrated their grit and tenacity, not just for learning all the ins and outs of how to advocate for future clients, but for advocating for themselves as the school's future was uncertain. WFAE's Lisa Wharf has this report.
Chelsea Bauer does not want to talk about federal loans, ABA probation, admission policies, not on graduation day. This is a time to celebrate.
I'm feeling amazing. It's been a long 3 years, and it's a big day. I can't stop crying, to be honest. I didn't think I'd really get here.
Many of her classmates didn't after the Department of Education yanked the school's federal loan money in December, partly for accepting too many unqualified students. Some just didn't return. Some transferred to other schools, losing a lot of their credits in the process. This graduating class now numbers 110, at least half of what it was expected to be.
It's been rough, and for those of us who stayed, you know, we all stayed for different reasons, but we made it here, and we're all proud.
Without federal loan money, Bauer says she made ends meet by doing some part-time legal work and now has a job locked in with that firm. But the last 5 months have been much tougher on many other students, like David Wyatt. He had to rely on a food bank professor set up at the school.
I made ends meet, but if it wasn't for Professor Scott Sigmund, we would not have any food. Like, it was time that we didn't have any food.
Did you have a place to live?
Yes, I did have a place to live still, though, but it was tough paying rent. Like, I just paid my rent today.
That's because for many students, this semester's federal loan money finally came through this week. They weren't even sure they'd get that.
Yes. Like, I just paid my landlord. Like, he was nice enough where I didn't have to pay no late fees or things like that.
So he basically gave you 3 months.
Yes. Free. Yes. I can't believe it. I know. It's crazy.
He's not mad anymore. Wyatt just wants to pass the bar and find a job. This day also marks the end of a struggle for the families who supported these students. April Archie is here to celebrate with her sister, Monica. She says family and church were a great support system for her sister.
You know, we did what we had to do, you know, from raising funds community-wise to people helping to back to selling food and doing car washes and all kind of stuff just to make sure we can get her through. So she got through. That's the big deal.
Inside, it's a packed crowd at Ovens Auditorium and an excited one. None of the speakers explicitly mentioned the problems the school has brought on itself. The focus is on the students. Octavia Kennedy praises her fellow graduates.
This graduating class is unequivocally the most tenacious, dedicated, and unwavering group of individuals I dare to ever graduate from Charlotte School of Law.
The keynote speaker is Superior Court Judge Jesse Caldwell. He's also an adjunct professor at the school. He tells them he's proud.
Your resiliency and your resourcefulness on your journey in conquering every challenge has been so inspirational to me and to countless others, to those that love you and to people you don't even know.
Alumni Association President Lee Robertson goes for a laugh, telling them they've learned many things.
And most importantly, you've learned the question that all lawyers ask every day. Where is the money?
Notably absent is the school's president. Students didn't want him there. While there's clearly anger with the school's administration, most hold their professors in high regard. A few students hug several professors as they collect their degrees. Afterward, graduates get hugs from family and pose for photos. Daniel Rufty is surrounded by his parents, wife, and kids. He had to sell a car and an RV to get through the semester, and he says he's still waiting on a loan through the school.
I feel pretty good. It's pretty sobering. It's surreal at the same time. Just there's a lot of work ahead, but a lot of work is in the past, too.
They'll begin studying for the bar this week. The school's low bar passage rate the past several years is one of the reasons the school came under scrutiny. In February, it was an all-time low for first-time test takers at 25%. One professor who came to support his students talked to me about the advice he's been giving students, but he didn't want to be recorded. It's not the stuff of graduation speeches. He tells them, it's going to be hard, but if you pass the bar and get a job interview, you'll be fine. you can point to your success in spite of Charlotte School of Law. And oh yeah, don't dismiss the idea of suing your alma mater. For WFAE News, I'm Lisa Wharf in Charlotte.